Dictation for Thomas Fossett, F-A-U-S-E-T-T, September 1545. Address as a letter to Dr. Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, Reed, R-E-E-D, 616-754-3828. Dear Dr. Reed, teleconference for Mr. Fossett, stage 5 chronic kidney disease, last visit in December. Receive 1 unit of packet of red blood cells because of severe anemia below 7, also on ARANES, A-R-A-N-E-S-P, every 2 weeks. Complaining of itching but no rash. Overall is feeling well. No vomiting, dysphagia, no changes in appetite, no bowel movement, diarrhea, bleeding, good urine output, no cloudiness of blood, denies edema, claudication symptom, denies chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, sleeping well at night, denies syncope or falling. Next paragraph, medication list review, highlight bicarbonate replacement, vitamins, phosphorus binders, blood pressure, metoprolol, Norvasc. Next paragraph, he does not appear to be in respiratory distress. He's alert to the intestine 3, although there is evidence of muscle wasting, blood pressure 125/66. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is in January, creatinine is 9. There was a normal white blood cell, low platelet count, which is chronic 120, anemia 6.1 with MCV 105. GFR is 5. Low albumin, normal calcium, normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis down to 14. Recent ferritin 215, saturation low 17%, phosphorus elevated 4.9. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 5. Next number, atrophy of the left kidney, likely renal artery stenosis. Next number, severe metabolic acidosis. Next number, anemia, macrocytosis, blood transfusion, EPO. Next number, bone mineral abnormalities, continued restricted phosphorus diet. Asking him to increase phosphorus binders to 2 on the biggest meal. The itching is related to this and elevated PTH. Next number, abdominal aortic aneurysm with prior anastomosis of the right renal artery from the superior mesenteric artery. Next number, chronic thrombocytopenia, no active bleeding. Next paragraph, I stress the importance of starting dialysis not too late. At this moment, however, he refuses. Previously, he did peritoneal dialysis. He is concerned about anesthesia-related cardiorespiratory issues. It's true he does not have symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. However, changes can happen suddenly at this level of very minimal kidney function. He still is very clear that he does not want to do dialysis at this point in time. We will continue anemia management as indicated above, and we will follow and continue to educate. End of dictation.